Well, next, invasive species. The cherry laurel, it's a common hedge in Irish gardens and it's harming Irish ecosystems. That's according to a report by the Gaelic Woodland Project. Its director, Oisin O'Neill, is with us now. Oisin, what is the cherry laurel? What does it look like?
Good morning, Cian. How are you? So cherry laurel, it is an evergreen plant. You'll recognise it. It is found all over the country. It's used very, very commonly as hedging. And unfortunately, it is highly invasive in Irish woodlands. It destroys the ecosystem. It outcompetes our native plants and it suppresses native regeneration.
And can you describe it to us?
Yes, so it is green, it has waxy leaves, it doesn't lose its leaves during the winter, and it forms very dark, dense thickets when it takes over woodland, very similar to the more commonly known rhododendron ponticum, which is a big problem down in Killarney.
So why are you worried about it? Why is it such a danger to Irish ecosystems?
Well, once it's established, and it is established, unfortunately, it completely outcompetes the native trees and the native plants, and it suppresses the growth of the native flora, and it really, really harms and it chokes out the woodlands. And it is recognised by our own environmental agencies, including National Parks and Wildlife Services, National Biodiversity Data Centre and Quilta, as a highly invasive species. Yet despite this, it is still unregulated. So that means it is still sold in garden centres, nurseries and even supermarkets across the island.
And you're concerned about that because the new regulation was introduced earlier this year that makes it illegal to sell and release 77 invasive species of national concern. But this isn't on it. Do we know why?
Yes, so we are concerned by this and that is the problem. That's the crux of the issue, that is not on this list. And not only is it extremely harmful to our ecosystems, but is very economically damaging as well. Quilta spent $500,000 up in Hazelwood in Sligo, which is a protected habitat, removing cherry laurel and rhododendron. There are huge efforts, removal efforts going on in Devil's Glen, in Wicklow and in the Cool Garryland.
Why is it so hard to remove? Has it deep roots, or can you explain that to me?
Yes, it's very, very, very deep roots, and it just spreads so fast, and it's often in habitats that are not easy to access, valleys and forests and this sort of stuff. So it's very time consuming to remove it. And so you're correct. Yes, there were new regulations brought in last year by the EU, which basically gave discretion to member states to create these lists of national concern of these invasive species based on scientific evidence.
So what does government need to do about this?
Cherry laurel needs to be added to this list of national concern urgently. This would be in line with recommendations from the Citizens Assembly on Biodiversity Loss, which singled out cherry laurel, and our National Biodiversity Action Plan, which calls for a reduction in invasive species. It would be economically beneficial to the country. We're spending up to $200 million a year on invasive species removal, and it will be very beneficial to our ecosystems, which are already in such a fragile state.
Oisin O'Neill, Director of the Gaelic Woodland Project, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 7 minutes to 8.